You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Well, do we call it day number two of NHL free agency? I mean, it hasn't been 24 hours yet, but at the same time, I mean, it is the second day, and honestly, like, there really hasn't been much movement with the Sabres. There have been, I shouldn't say that. I mean, they've made some moves, but I think the general population of Sabres fans, analysis, whatever, anyone, just kind of, hey, maybe expecting more than what's been done so far. The latest, though, has been the addition of James Reimer, the goaltender, veteran goalie, going to come into Buffalo, and I presume, I mean, as Joe just said, ending the morning show, like, now you'd have to kind of think that Devin Levi starts in Rochester, but I just think this is going to be they're willing to eat the million if Devin Levi beats him, right? Beats him out. But we'll get with Paul Hamilton here as we roll along on the Extra Point Show and ask him what his thoughts are. Paul is down at development camp. You hear those sounds in the back. I love it. Paul joins me live from Harbor Center, Lecom Harbor Center. All right, Paul, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we'll get into the development camp in a minute. Tell me about the signing of James Reimer and what it means for the goaltending situation.
Oh, I still think he's the number three, unless, you know, Levi has to have a good camp. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. But I think Luukkonen and Levi are their top two, unless Levi does not have a good camp. So, you know, and that would put James Reimer in Rochester, and because they're not going to carry three, and then he'd be the guy they'd call up if they need somebody. But right now, I think Levi is the number two. I think he would have to lose that job.
Yeah, I mean, so the way it works on a one-way deal is even if he goes to Rochester, they're still paying him the full $1 million. Do I understand
that correctly, or
am I wrong?
Absolutely right. Yeah, a lot of fans get that confused that a one-way deal means he can't go to Rochester. No, it just means you pay him his NHL salary if he goes to Rochester. That's all.
And he would have to still clear waivers, which I would imagine at this particular player at that salary, if he doesn't beat out Devin Levi, he's going to clear waivers unless somebody has an injury and they desperately need a goalie.
He would have to clear waivers. That is correct.
Okay. All right, so James Reimer joins the Sabres. What did you learn from Kevin Adams yesterday at his press conference? Anything?
Well, I think the Sabres are considerably better, but that doesn't mean I think that they finished the job. I don't think they have. They desperately need a top six forward, and they didn't get that. I think they are going to be much, much harder to play against. Sal, you've heard me for how many years talk about how this team is not built correctly. I mean, too many little guys with speed, and everybody's kind of the same. And you know, they fixed that now, and I like a lot what they've done there. I don't even mind Zucker if you're looking at him to play in a top nine role, not a top six. You know, if he's in your top six, I don't think you've done the job. I don't think you've gotten what you need to get. What this means, if this is what they wind up with, is either him, Benson, or Greenway have to play in your top six. And quite frankly, I don't want any of the three of them in my top six right now. Benton eventually, maybe, but I suppose if I got to choose between those three, it would be Benson. But I just think that they need to do more. They've done a good job with what they've done and what they needed to do with getting much harder to play against than they have. But they had to get a third goalie, which they've done. They had to get some depth defensemen. They've done that with Gilbert and Clegg and Bryson. But I just don't think they finished the job. I think there's more to do here.
How do they go about more to do? Obviously, conversations are always ongoing. He's always open to conversations. We know that. Do we think that Kevin Adams will still try to be very aggressive to make that extra move? I know that it hasn't worked out so far. What did you get from the sense of him yesterday talking about how the rest of the offseason could unfold?
Well, now it has to be trade, which I always thought it was going to be anyway. I think unrestricted free agency is ridiculous at times. But, you know, was he referring to Nietzsche when he was talking yesterday about, you know, there was, you know, guys, you know, talking about trade and everything, and then Next thing you know, he goes, he was never traded. And there were, what, three or four teams, including the Sabres, that were connected to Nietzsche's. And Carolina still has him. Is Carolina decided they're not going to trade him? I asked Adams. I said, well, the guy you're talking about here, if that team circles back to you, are you interested still? And he said, yes, he would still be interested if that team circles back to talk about it. But, you know, so, you know, what's Carolina going to do with him? That would be a good trade for Buffalo if they could pull that off. But that hasn't happened yet. Are they asking too much? Have they changed their mind? Were teams not willing to meet a price? Were teams being too cheap? I don't know. And I don't know if that's who Adams was referring to, but that was the first thing that came to my mind when he said that. And then he got into, which isn't a good sign, how much he likes his team and how much he thinks they can score goals and their scoring is just fine. And when you get into that, I'm reading the tea leaves thinking, well, maybe the next thing isn't coming. And maybe this is what you have. There's still plenty of time. We're in July. I mean, I always say, and I'll say it again, I mean, if we're having this conversation in September, I think they're in trouble. But it seems like we might be having this conversation in September unless some teams decide they want to trade some guys where they originally thought they might have wanted to, but now maybe they don't. And if Buffalo isn't in on that, I just don't think they've finished the job.
Paul Hamilton on the West Herr hotline. I heard that too when he talked about still able to score goals. It came on the heels of a Jeff Skinner question. How do you replace those goals being scored? And he said, I'm not worried about scoring goals. We have talented players that can score goals. Do you agree with that? Should there be more of a focus on trying to get players who could score goals, or can it come internally and maybe they just had some down years because of maybe whatever reason, coaching, the system, trying to be too much defensive? But you say what you want, but where will the goals come from? Are you as much on the same line as him of the players they have internally making up for those goals?
I wouldn't stake my reputation on it. Now, Tage Thompson. Personally, I think Tage Thompson can be a middle 40 goal scorer or 50, but I wouldn't stake my reputation on it that he's definitely going to do that. I just feel he, with his shot, the way he plays, and having Lindy Ruff, that he can get back to that. But if I'm Kevin Adams, I'm not staking my job on it. Or that, you know, Tuck's going to get back up to around 40, or that Cousins is going to get up around 31. Jack Quinn's another one. If Jack Quinn's healthy, there's no doubt in my mind he scores 30 goals. I just think he is a good goal scorer, and everything I've seen from him. But I'll say the same thing. I mean, Kevin Adams' job is on the line. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't put my job on the line for it. You know, I just think, there's too many ifs, ands, and buts. Jack Quinn can score 30 goals if he can stay healthy. You know, you could maybe put that on Thompson too. A lot of Thompson's problems last year were injuries. You know, can he stay healthy to become or get back to the goal scorer he was 2 years ago? So there's too many ifs about it. I think they can. I mean, look what Cousins did at the World Championship, and last time he did that, he came in and scored 31 goals. You know, does he have his confidence back that he can become productive? Even if he's high 20s, low 30s, I think you're doing fine with Dylan Cousins. But there's too many ifs, ands, and buts what we're talking about here. And I just think you'd still need to add to the top six. Who will make all those guys better if you add to it? You know, every guy I just mentioned here will have a better opportunity to get back to what we saw before if you do add to it.
He also spoke about what we already know, which is players not wanting to necessarily come here or teams not wanting to trade. I mean, Paul, I don't know what the answer here is. It's chicken and egg, right? You have to try to win before they come here. Talk about the state income tax, and I get it. We talk about that in all sports, right? Florida, it's tougher to compete against a team in Florida because they can go there without a state income tax. But where are you on, your level of concern of being able to even get a player here, getting a team to even trade a player to you? Is Kevin Adams drawing too hard of a line when it comes to that, maybe even?
Well, he did give what he said a second thought, because what he originally said raised a bunch of eyebrows. It's like the players that give him a quick, I'm not sure I want to be a Sabre, I just move on to the next guy. I don't even give it a second thought. And he moved on from that comment, and we're all looking, oh, what? And then he reiterated later that you don't just do that off the bat. You do that after you have a conversation. You talk to him about Lindy Ruff, and you talk to him about the philosophy of the team, and you talk to him about the city, and you talk to him about what it is being a Sabre. And then if you get that answer and you're not getting anywhere, but when he originally said it, I'm just like, well, okay. Sometimes you do have to try to convince me. I mean, I'll use Craig Gervais as the example. He's told this story many times. When he was in San Jose and told he was traded to Buffalo, he almost was in tears. It's like, you got to be kidding me. No. But he had to go, and he lives here still. Brought up his family here. I mean, never wanted to leave. And that's the selling point that you have to make on players when you do that. So that's the thing. You've got to have a better team. You can't, you know, not make the playoffs for 13 years and then look like you're making progress and almost make the playoffs and have got a lot of good young talent. And many feel this is the best young talent in the National Hockey League. And then the next year, drastically regress. That doesn't make players want to show up and want to come here and want to sign contracts. So, yeah, it's like a chicken and egg. It's almost like now they have to go out and have a good season so they can, you know, get players wanting to come here again. The tax thing, yeah, it's there, and I understand that. But you know what? New York was a high-tax state, too, when Danny Briere and Chris Drury and all those players were here and players wanted to come here. So it's not like you've never been able to get players to come. It's just right now with what's happened in this organization, why would you pick Buffalo when they haven't made the playoffs in 13 years? And quite honestly, people around the NHL know what's up, and they know Kevin Adams is under the gun too.
Paul Hamilton, live from Sabres Development Camp, happening behind him. You can hear it. Sounds great down at Lecom Harbor Center. We'll talk about the players on the ice at Development Camp in a moment. I wanted to ask you, and by the way, if anybody wants to give a call, 803-0550, you can do that. Jeff Skinner to Edmonton. Actually, a really good fit there, and I feel like Jeff Skinner's going to thrive in Edmonton, and we're going to hear a lot about, here's another former Sabre who's thriving. Sometimes, though, the system is obviously not quite the same in one place than the other. It could be hurtful or helpful, but I do feel like it's a good fit for Jeff Skinner in Edmonton.
Well, don't forget, he wasn't playing with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl here either.
Right, but exactly.
Anyway.
By the way, 1 year, $3 million by the Oilers.
Right, and who knows? I mean, has he hit the wall? I can't say. Nobody knows. He's 32. Maybe he has. You know, he had a 24-goal year, and that's not what he's used to having. They couldn't keep him on the line with Thompson anymore. They had to move him because he was hurting the line. Was it just he was having a hard time? Was it he's hit the wall finally at age 32? I think, you know, you can't say definitely about that after 1 year. You can think it's a possibility, and we'll find out, you know, as he goes to Edmonton and plays there. You know, we'll see if he has fallen off or if it was just a one-year bad year.
Paul, do you think the Sabres wanted to bring Zemgus Girgensons back? And what I mean by that is aggressively enough. There may have been an offer out there, as Kevin Adams said, but was it more of a token offer to say, hey, you know, we're here if you want to, if you don't find anything? But at the same time, you know, this works in NFL free agency sometimes. I've seen it with players, which is, hey, we're here, but go and find what you can. If you can, that's great. And, you know, great for the, thanks for the memories.
Yeah, exactly. I think, yes, he did, but he wasn't going to give him a 3-year contract.
Right.
That he got in Tampa Bay. I think he was looking for a 1-year deal, and Girgensons found out he can do better. So whether the money was the same, I can't say. But I can say with fairly good confidence that there's no way that the Buffalo Sabres wanted to give him a 3-year deal.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Let's go to Joe down in Raleigh. Hi, Joe. You're on with Paul Hamilton. Go ahead.
Oh, Al, I'm begging you. As a 25-year Sabres fan, actually a 50-year Sabres fan, because I'm 50, and a 25-year Raleigh season ticket holder to the Hurricanes, a sufferable Sabres fan down here in Raleigh. Do not bring up Natchez again. The reason Brenda Moore is letting him go, if Brenda Moore lets somebody go, it's because the person lacks discipline and good habits. I don't want Natchez anywhere near our young kids. He's lazy, he doesn't play defense, and he's not really well-liked. That's why he's going to get let go. Do not pick up Natchez. Please give us other options. Please report other options. What you're saying is wrong, and I'm seeing it on a first-hand basis the last 5 years. Thanks, guys.
No, wait, hold on. Can I? I don't know what he means. What we're saying is wrong. What did we say? I don't pick the players.
And he's got it wrong. Trade. He's got it wrong. Brendan Moore's not kicking him out. Nate just has to be traded.
Yeah, they both. I think it was more of a mutual. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm confused by what we are saying is wrong. Maybe we can call back. I don't understand what we've said. So
we're just stating facts.
Maybe we can clarify.
You know that the Sabres.
I just know that there's a lot of rumors out there that the Sabres have inquired about him. So of course we're going to talk about it. So when you say don't bring him up, no, I will bring him up because we're talking about it, and that's what the situation is. But you don't like the player. I get it. What kind of player do you think that Martin Natchez is, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, he's a very talented hockey player. I don't watch him game in and game out to know that, he's lazy. When I know he kills the Buffalo Sabres. He's not lazy when he plays the Buffalo Sabres, I'll tell you that. But, he's been a good goal scorer over the years. He is a top six type of a player. And whether he's Rod Brindamore's cup of tea, That I can't say. I haven't had a conversation with Rod Brindamore about him, but I can say it was Natchez's idea. He did not want to be there anymore. Maybe he didn't like the way he was treated by Brindamore. You know, I don't know. I haven't asked Natchez that question either, but certainly a guy that can put the puck in the net, and the Sabres absolutely need guys that can put the puck in the net.
Paul Hamilton here on the Wester Hotline. I'm still kind of confused about what we said was wrong about Natchez. I don't know what I said. Paul Hamilton's reports on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Paul, what's happening on the ice behind you?
Well, right now we are doing...
Or in front of you.
Yeah, nothing's happening behind me. That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
In front of me, right now we're doing 4-on-3s. I've really kind of centered in on Hellenius to see what he's looked like. And I've really, now, let's remember, this is 18-year-olds going against 18 and 19-year-olds. But some of the things I liked, in a 3-on-3, twice I saw him get knocked down and should have been knocked off the puck, but wasn't. He was able to keep control of the puck, make a play once it wound up in the net. And he's a puck hound. He's always tracking the puck. It seems like wherever the puck is, he is. You look up and there he is, or he's around it, or he's tracking it. He seems like one of those guys that really likes, knows that I need to do anything I can to get the puck back for our team. So that's been good to see. He even had a good shot right under the crossbar. He walked in and, saw some net and actually put it up over the goaltender under the crossbar. And also, he seems very aware of teammates. A couple of times, McCarthy jumped into the rush one time. He saw him coming, gave him a perfect pass for a goal. So, so far so good. As I said, 18-year-olds against 18-year-olds. But I just like some of the things that I've seen about him. That Russian kid, Nuchev, I mean, again, against 18-year-olds. He was in Rochester last year. But great speed, has really good hands. Boy, he broke in on a goaltender and basically undressed him. Really a nice goal that he scored. McCarthy I've liked so far. I think he's a good skater. I think he's good at getting himself into open areas. A couple of times I've seen him come late into the rush as a defenseman and find himself around the crease and around the slot area. So those are some of the guys right off the bat that I've noticed in the first half hour here.
Well, I did put out the call for Joe to call back and tell us what we said about Natchez. He did, so I'm going to bring him up. So, Joe, what did we say that upset you so much about Martin Natchez?
No, it didn't upset me. And again, just critical thinking. I got thick skin, too. But you're both wrong. Natchez wants out of Carolina. Oh, no, let me finish.
Yeah,
Natchez
sure.
wants out of Carolina because like a good.
But can you stay on when you're done instead of hanging up?
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Let's
good,
talk
good.
Through
good,
this.
Good, thank you.
Gotcha. And again, you guys are the professionals, but I'm telling you as a fan that sits in the stands and watched Nietzsche the last 5 years, the reason he wants out of here is because like a good Fortune 50 company, Brenda Moore and his GM are the CEO, and they're making him get out of here. He doesn't like the discipline. He doesn't like the habits. He doesn't okay. like the 200-foot game that Brenda Moore requires and that Stanley Cup champions require. I don't want him anywhere near our youth. So what say you, Paul? I'm wrong?
Hold on. So I'll respond from my perspective. That's fine. I have no problem with that take. You watched him closer than I have. I still don't know what I'm wrong about.
No. You're bringing him up. He shouldn't even be brought up.
No, but here's the thing, Joe. We bring him up because there's been many reports that the Sabres would trade for him. That's not wrong. We're telling you that.
Okay, cool. So you're reporting it. That's great.
That's why we bring it up.
Got it. And that's fine. Critical thinking. I would just add the sentence after that. We're bringing this up, but we're just bringing it up to report it. We don't want any part of him because we're a team.
You don't. I got you.
No. No, more than me. I think most of us that have seen the St. Louis Blues, the Vegas Knights, the Florida Panthers do what they've done in the last 5 years, we think we're kind of closer to that than you guys do. And I'm telling you right now, if you add a Natchez to your locker room, you ruin that. So you can report it, but then
of course.
Add the disclaimer of, this guy's a lazy... I'm not even going to say what he is. He's lazy.
But that's your opinion. That's your opinion. I don't know if you it's your opinion.
It's a fact.
Okay.
Brenda Moore's letting him go. Brenda Moore's okay. a champion. Brenda Moore's a Hall of Famer. Those are facts.
Okay.
He's letting them go. That's a fact.
Okay.
So you have actually gone to Rod Brenda Moore and talked to him about this. That would be the only way you would know it's a fact.
Not at all, Paul. But
then it's not a fact.
Okay.
That's
cool.
It's right. A rumor. It's not a fact because you have not gone to Rod Brenda Moore and asked him yourself.
He's just randomly being let go like Skinner was in Carolina.
He's not being let go. I don't think they're going to cut him, right, Joe?
He has not. Why is Carolina? If Brenda Moore does not want him so badly, why has Carolina not traded him?
Oh, they will. July 1st is the date. We're on the 3rd or the 2nd.
They had a chance to get one of the top 10 picks in the National Hockey League, and they turned it down. Why?
I don't know. What you tell me.
Well, no, you tell me because you're talking. They want to get rid of him so badly. They turned down a top 10 pick in the National Hockey League draft.
If I can, Joe, I want to because we've talked here. This is the bottom line. I just want to just lay this out. We all are on the same page, okay, buddy? All right. So
I think we
you're down there, Carolina.
Right.
I know. Hold on. You're down there, Carolina. You watch him. You have a very strong opinion about him. I respect that. I don't watch the player as close as you do. I respect that opinion. But the fact is, there's been a lot of talk about him possibly getting moved to the Sabres. We're going to talk about that. We're all going to give our opinions on the player. You have yours. And we aren't Kevin Adams, and we aren't the people making the trades. So I think you're confusing that with the people. Like, we don't have that power to do that, or yes or no. Does that make sense?
No, that totally makes sense. I love you guys, by the way. But I also love critical thinking, and I think guys like Brendan Moore not only know what they're doing, but they're champions. And yeah. I think that's where I want to go, is start really reporting this stuff. There's a reason Nathan's
out. I mean, I do think that there's a lot to the report. Joe, I appreciate you calling back, buddy. Thank you.
You got it.
Yeah, thank you. No, I get it, and he's very passionate about it. Look, I mean, whether it's Martin Natchez or someone else, I mean, obviously the Sabres are looking to make deals. His name's been floated out there. I don't know. I want to move on from that. We talked way too much about Martin Natchez, but I appreciate him calling back and getting into the discussion. Paul, development camp, going on today, tomorrow, kind of set up the rest of the week, what it looks like for everybody.
Yep, and then culminates with a 3-on-3 here at Harbor Center on Thursday, July 4th. That'll be fun to see the players go up 3-on-3. And even now, they got the nets set up in the neutral zone, ones at each blue line. And it doesn't give the players much room in the 3-on-3 that they're doing right now, basically across the crest of the Sabre crest. So gives the players – this is where you get to see some of the talent, guys who can, as they say, stick handle in a phone booth and things like that. That goes right through Thursday. I don't have it open right now off the top of my head. I don't know exactly what time the 3-on-3 starts on Thursday. We can look that up for you. And so, it goes right through then. And there's some fans. And there were more here yesterday, but there's some fans here for practice.
3-on-3 tournament starting at 9:15 a.m. on Thursday. Paul will have full coverage at PM 1717. Paul, real quick, 30 seconds on Dennis Gilbert. I know you know the family. It's the nephew of former Sabre executive Mike Gilbert. Sabre signed him, comes back home basically, grew up here, played with the Calgary Flames. Just a couple seconds on Dennis Gilbert.
Well, he brings something the Sabres have only one of in Clifton, and that's some grit, some guys that body check, defend teammates, that type of thing, and they only have one of those. So he does bring something to the table that they don't have, or they're short of, I would say. So if they want to keep eight defensemen, they may keep both he and Bryson. I don't think right off the bat he jumps into the top six, but you never know what kind of injuries you might wind up with in training camp.
All right. Thanks a lot, Paul. We appreciate it. We'll be dialed in at WGR550.com and on Twitter at PM1717. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
All right. You got it. Spent a lot of that segment talking about Martin Natchez. Joe in Raleigh, very, very passionate about Sabres not trading for Natchez. And that's fine. I just want to reiterate again, I don't know. I haven't watched the player close enough that Joe has, and I totally respect that opinion. I don't know why Rod Brind'Amour or Natchez want to mutually part ways, which is what the report is. But as long as there are reports or rumblings that the Sabres would be interested, then we're going to talk about that. And then you're free to judge what opinion you have. So I appreciate Joe calling back and, you know, giving his opinion on that. He's very passionate about it, obviously. We'll take a timeout. All right, so here's what we're going to do next. We're going to talk some soccer. I don't normally do that, but I watched about, we said a travel baseball game last night, came home, watched the last 15 minutes of that soccer game against Uruguay, the match, the game, whatever, Copa America. And there's been a lot of talk about getting rid of the coach. And you know who else? You know who is really good to talk about it, because I'm not the guy? Nick Mendola. So I reached out to Nick. He joins me next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.